Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the genes. But they got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Well, did I cook your eggs okay?
Well, I wanted them scrambled. Not strangled. I'll cook breakfast tomorrow. What do you want, Arnold?
I want pancakes and a doctor standing by.
I gotta get down to the office. Look, has anybody seen the papers that I left on top of my briefcase?
No, I haven't seen them, Dana.
The housekeeper's out for one day, and this whole place is upside down.
Boy, Dad sure is ticked off.
You think so? Just because he had steam coming out of his ears?
You know, he certainly has been grumpy lately.
Yeah, yesterday he yelled at my goldfish for swimming too loud.
Hey, gang. I found him. Right where I left him. I'm sorry, kids. I don't mean to take it out on you.
Take what out on us?
I wish I knew. I've been turning into a grouch lately. I'm short with everybody.
I've got the same problem.
Well, I gotta get down to the office.
But it's Saturday.
I know. I didn't have anything else planned.
You know, Daddy's been working too hard lately. He needs to get out and have a little fun.
Yeah. Why doesn't he?
He's in a rut.
Maybe we can unrut him.
I got an idea. Maybe we can get Dad a new hobby, like fishing.
Fishing? You have to use bait.
So?
Well, Daddy would never murder an innocent worm.
I got an idea. How about getting him an electric train set? With tunnels and switches and everything.
Arnold, that's good for you. But how would it help Dad?
Well, it might cheer him up to see me so happy.
Hey, why don't we invite Dad to go see a movie with us tonight?
Good idea. What movie should we see?
A horror movie that's rated SP.
What's SP?
Scare your pants off.
Come on, let's go ask.
Okay.
Hey, Dad, can we talk to you for a minute?
Yeah. Come and sit on the couch and take a load off your grouch.
What's up, gang?
Well, Dad, we'd like to invite you to go see a movie with us tonight.
Hey, that's a nice invitation. What movie do you have in mind?
Well, Arnold wants to see a horror film. How about that new one that's out? Death Takes a Shower.
Dracula and Frankenstein shampoo a werewolf.
That sounds like a lot of good, clean terror. Count me in, gang.
Oh, that's all right. Great.
You feel better now, Dad?
I'll tell you something. I got an idea what's been bothering me. I think maybe I'm just a little bit lonely.
Now, how could you be lonely with us around?
Yeah. We're always with you except when you go in the bathroom.
If you want, we'll come in there, too.
No, I don't think that's necessary, Arnold. No, that isn't the kind of loneliness I'm talking about. You see, I haven't been married for a long time, and I guess I miss that close relationship, that special something that a man and a woman can share. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You need a little action.
Something like that. I'll see you at 6, kids.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, Daddy, will you drop me off at the library? I'm going to meet my friend there.
Sure, honey.
Okay, I'll be right down. You know, guys, I bet Daddy could get over his blues if he found himself a girlfriend.
Yeah, but where are we going to find a lady who's available?
I've seen some ladies hanging around doorways that look pretty available.
No, Arnold. Daddy needs a more refined type of lady.
Oh, you mean someone in a long evening gown with a cigarette holder and a fancy hairdo?
That's right.
Well, that's what these ladies in the doorway look like.
There must be some place we can find a date for Dad.
I know. We could ring all the doorbells in the building until our foxy lady comes out.
And then what? Say hi. Our dad is lonely. Can you come up to the penthouse and play?
No, we need to do something romantic. Like once I saw in a movie where Charles Boyer was hiding from the police in the sewers of France. And he fell in love with this beautiful girl and he left his hiding place to meet her and the police shot him dead.
Kimberly, we're trying to get Dad a date, not rubbed out.
I'll see you later.
Arnold, there must be a place we can find a lady friend for Dad.
Now, how are we going to do that? If I walked up to a lady and said, do you want a date? She'd think I was trying to make out.
I got an idea. You know, there's ads in the papers for people who are lonely. You know, you can order a date, kind of like ordering a pizza.
What do you say? I'll have a large lady to go and hold the anchovies?
Hey, listen to this one. Not scoring well? Call up Candy and improve her swing.
Too bad Dad's not into golf.
Ah, here's one that sounds good. Lonely? Call Friendly Mate. Manhattan's most refined computer dating service. Hey, refined. That's what Kimberly said. And there's a phone number.
Hey, let's show it to Dad.
Are you kidding? He'd be too embarrassed to get fixed up with a date from a newspaper.
You're right. Let's tell him we found the number written on the wall in the subway.
We're gonna call Friendly Mate for Dad.
Must have been crazy when we opened this business. If things don't pick up pretty soon, we're going to be dating each other.
I'd like to put out a contract on the guy that invented singles bars.
That's your mother again. I'm going to sell her a date.
Do it.
Friendly Mate Computer Dating, Lucille speaking.
Hello, my name is Willis, and I'd like to order a very special Friendly Mate, please.
Oh, you would, huh? You sound kind of young, honey. We only do business with adults. By the way, how old are you?
Tell her you're 45 and your voice never changed.
Arnold, I'll handle it. I'm 14, ma'am, but this isn't for me. It's for my father.
Oh, and how does your father feel about that?
Oh, he'll feel okay about it. You see, he hasn't been married for a long time, so he's kind of lonely right now.
Tell her he's so lonely he's starting to kiss his briefcase.
I tell you, Willis, we don't do business over the phone. Why don't you send your daddy down here and we'll have a nice chat?
Oh, he wouldn't do that. He's too proud. See, we want it to be like a big surprise. Kind of like a lady jumping out of a birthday cake. Well, only we don't want the cake.
I don't know about that, young man.
Look, me and my brother come down here, okay? We'll have our chauffeur bring us. Bye.
Chauffeur?
Chauffeur?
This is no joke, ma'am. Our chauffeur brought us down here.
And you live in a penthouse on Park Avenue?
Right. Our dad's rich and handsome and he always brushes his teeth.
What is your daddy's name?
Philip Drummond.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work does your daddy do?
All kinds of businesses. He's a conglomeration.
Is that Drummond with two M's?
Two M's, like in multi-millionaire.
Here it is, right here, Philip Drummond, Park Avenue.
Please, ma'am, this is an emergency. Our dad is really lonely. He's a terrific guy, and he'd like to meet a nice, refined woman.
But not so refined that she won't get down and boogie.
That's right. Dad's 50, but he's still got a lot of life left in him.
Well, this is pretty unusual, you know. But you leave it to me. Our computer will find a lovely lady for your daddy.
Oh, that's terrific. All set, Arnold?
Hold it, Willis. Hold it. What is the going price for a date these days? If you charge by the pound, we want one that's skinny.
Don't you worry about it. We're going to give your daddy our special introductory offer. Now, when would you like to surprise him?
How about tonight? He'll be home about 6.
Yeah, but he needs some time to grease his hair and put on some smelly stuff.
Well, that's a little short notice. But I think it'll be okay. We'll have your dad's date there at 7 o'clock.
All right. Now, please, ma'am, don't make a mistake with your computer. We don't want our dad to be fixed up with a hockey player.
I'll be careful.
All right. Thank you very much. It was very nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too. Goodbye.
Well, Arnold, this is the best present we can give Dad.
Sure beats what we gave him for his birthday.
That tie?
No, the flu.
Who was that?
The boys that called earlier. Would you believe their dad lives on Park Avenue and has a chauffeur?
You're kidding. Hey, that's the kind of date I'd like to have. A rich black gentleman who lives on Park Avenue?
That is a great idea. Why don't we give the computer the day off and you date him?
I just might do that. And if the father's as cute as the two kids, I may pay the fee myself.
Lucille, their daddy doesn't know how lucky he is. When he sees gorgeous you walk in, his mouth is gonna drop open.
We better not tell Kimberly. Because if she doesn't dig computer dating, she might blow the whistle on us.
Why wouldn't she dig it?
Well, you know how romantic she is. She thinks the only way that a man and woman should meet is over candlelight and Cupid shooting an arrow in their butts.
Well, she'll just have to learn that if it's a lady you desire, a computer can light your fire.
Hey, where's Dad? He's supposed to be home at 6 and it's almost 7.
Yeah. This date's gonna be here soon.
Well, he better get here before she does so we can tell him we fixed him up.
Well, I thought we were gonna surprise him.
You better not do that. How would you like it if a strange lady showed up at your door and said, I'm your date for the evening?
If I was old as Dad, I'd be real grateful.
Hey, guys, my girlfriend's going to the movies with us tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one more box of popcorn I can mooch from.
Hi, gang.
Hi, Daddy.
I hope all of you had as good a day as I did.
Oh, it's good to see you in such a happy mood, Dad.
Come on, you gotta get changed for the movie, Daddy.
He can't go.
Oh. Why can't he go?
What I don't mean is that maybe the movie's too scary for Dad.
Yeah, that's it. It might make his hair fall out and make his bald spot bigger.
Well, I appreciate your concern, fellas. I can't go anyway. A guy down at the office fixed me up with a date tonight.
What you talking about, Dad?
You know my associate, Roger. Well, he saw me moping around just as you did, and so he fixed me up.
He fixed us up, too.
Daddy, I think it's true if you come out a date tonight. Who's the lucky lady?
You know, I don't even know her name. She's a friend of Roger's girlfriend. I've never even met her.
Well, why don't you keep it that way?
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, you know blind dates. She can show you good time, get you drunk, roll you for all you do, and you end up lying in the gutter. A wino with a broken heart.
I'll be very careful, Arnold. I'll pin my wallet to my shorts. Hey, look what time it is. I gotta grab a shower. She's gonna be here at 7:30.
Dad?
Yeah?
Oh, wait a minute. Is she the kind of lady that might get lost and miss the building and never show up?
What kind of a question is that, Arnold?
I don't know. Just trying to keep up my end of the conversation.
Sorry about the movie, kids. We'll have our fear festival some other night, okay? Okay.
Bye.
You know, I knew a girlfriend was the answer for Daddy. Well, let's get going, guys. My girlfriend's meeting us downstairs.
Kimberly, me and Al decided that we didn't want to go to the movies after all.
Why not? You suggested it.
Well, we're tired of movies.
What? You mean you're tired of horror movies and the hot-buttered popcorn and the soda pop and the candy and the pizza afterwards?
Willis, maybe we ought to reconsider how tired we are.
Arnold, we are too tired to go. Dig.
Like the man said, we are pooped.
You know, you two are really very strange. Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Willis, what are we gonna do? Dad's gonna have 2 dates here in a few minutes.
No sweat, little brother.
Well, then why am I sweating?
Look, Arnold, I got it all figured out.
The lady from Friendly Maid is due here first, right?
Right.
So we'll just send her home.
Well, what do we say to her? Hi, but you better go away because we all got athlete's foot.
Don't worry, Arnold. Hey, I got an idea. I'll head her off in the elevator.
Oh, well, hello.
Oh, hi. But you better go away because we all got I mean...
You all got what?
Oh, nothing. Are you Mr. Drummond's friendly mate?
Well, that's a nice way to put it. But why do I have to go away? Is it because I'm a little early?
No, because Mr. Drummond's going to be a little late.
Oh, really? Well, when do you expect him?
Next Easter.
Easter? What are you talking about?
Well, you see, an unexpected thing has happened. Mr. Drummond suddenly had to go to Chicago.
Chicago? But I've got a day with him tonight. Well, what's he doing in Chicago?
Checking out the White Sox.
Checking out the White Sox. That's what he's doing, all right.
Well, this sounds pretty strange to me.
Well, we're pretty strange guys. It was nice of you to stop by, and it was very nice to meet you. And when Dad gets back, I'll make sure he calls you.
Oh, you do that, because there's a couple of things that I'd like to call him, too.
Well, I thought we handled that pretty cool, Willis. And thinking of money, Dad won't have to pay Friendly Me.
Yeah. Instead, he could donate to the Willis and Arnold Foundation for Get Down Funky Records. Hey, you want to catch up with Kim and him at the movies?
Okay, but let's hurry. I don't mind missing part of the movie, but I want to get there before the refreshment stand closes.
Must be Dad's day.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm your daddy's date.
You are?
Yes. Something wrong?
No, well, all right. Come on in.
Dad's friend Roger must be one cool dude.
Which one of you is Willis?
I am.
And I'm Arnold. Hey, hey, hey.
You know, Willis, you're much taller than your voice.
Thank you. How did you know my name?
You forget, I spoke to you on the phone.
Say what?
And I saw you this afternoon at the office. I'm Lucille, from Friendly Mate, Computer Date.
Uh-oh.
Something wrong?
No, not a thing. Just a nervous twitch he has. He uh-ohs whenever he gets near a woman over 10.
Don't be nervous, honey. I won't bite. My. This is a gorgeous penthouse. And I love the way it's furnished. Girly rich.
Would you excuse us a minute, please?
Yeah, why don't you have a seat on this very expensive sofa?
Willis, we've got trouble. We sent away the wrong lady.
Yeah, I know. What are we gonna do?
Let's blame it on Kimberly and move to a hotel.
Hey, maybe we can get the other lady back before Dad is ready. Listen, I'll try to catch your wind, and you get rid of Lucille before Dad sees her.
Wait, hold it, Willis. Wait a minute. Get rid of her? What am I supposed to do? Give her a drink and toss her off the terrace?
Oh, no. Get her in the kitchen and out the back door. Bye.
Bye.
He sure was in a hurry. He was burning rubber.
Oh, well, he was born a month late, and he's trying to catch up.
You're a cute kid.
I'm even cuter in the kitchen. Let me show it to you.
The last room in the house I want to see is a kitchen.
The kitchen is the last room you're going to see.
Whoa, shouldn't you tell your daddy I'm here?
Oh, don't worry. He'll be right down.
Okay, take me to your kitchen.
Naughty. It's a sink, refrigerator, stove, and a table.
Yep, this is the kitchen, all right.
Hey, see what's out here?
What's out there?
It's a surprise. Surprise!
Hello? Where is everybody?
Hey, Arnold, what is all that banging?
What banging? Oh, that banging!
Come on, let me in.
Who is that?
Maybe it's a burglar.
Knocking on the door?
Maybe it's a dumb burglar.
Hello, can I help you?
Now that's a switch. A white butler.
I beg your pardon.
Arnold, why did you lock me out?
Locked you out? Hey, what's going on here?
It was an accident. The door slipped out of my hand.
Would you please go tell Mr. Drummond that Lucille, his date, is here?
You're my date?
You're Philip Drummond? I didn't know you were white.
I didn't know you were black.
Well, now that we know what everybody's color is, I'll go water the plant in the elevator.
Oh, not so fast. I broke my heel.
I'm sorry. Oh. And I'm real sorry about the mistake. Boys, our dad gonna be glad to see you.
No, he won't.
Arnold, are you crazy? What'd you do that for?
I couldn't get rid of the other lady, Willis. Dad's with her now.
Oh, no.
Arnold, I want to talk to you. Willis, get the door. Excuse me. Hello? Yes, Roger. What are you talking about? My date's right here. Willis, I told you to get the door. Roger, I told you she's right here. Would you mind telling Roger that I am not in Chicago and you're right here?
Hello, Roger. He's not in Chicago and I'm right here.
Roger, whatever you're drinking, you've had enough. Goodbye. Willis, what have you got against opening doors? We three are going to have a very big talk right away.
Are you Philip Drummond?
Not if you're going to hit me.
You certainly got back from Chicago in a hurry.
Why does everybody think I went to Chicago?
Check out the White Sox.
Maybe it was the Cubs.
I got it. She probably knows Roger.
Oh, I sure do. Hey, listen, I am tired of these games. I mean, I don't need this. I've had a hard day, and on top of it, I break my shoe. Oh, that is the last time that I let Roger fix me up with a date.
Roger? Are you my date for tonight?
Yes.
Oh, Willis, maybe there's still time to catch that movie.
Why? We got a horror show right here.
Now, listen, boys. I want to know what is going on here.
Mr. Drummond, I think I know what happened. Your boys phoned me today to see if I could find you a companion for this evening. I'm from Friendly Mate, a dating service.
Dating service?
Dad, we thought that you were lonely, so we wanted to find you a date. And then your friend Roger got you a date.
So we had to get rid of one of them because at your age, you can't handle two women.
That's very considerate of you, Arnold.
I'm sorry I locked you out back. And I'm sorry I slammed the door on your front.
And I apologize to both of you two.
Well, you're just trying to be nice to your father. I forgive you.
So do I.
Well, you're both very kind. Now, boys, I know that you did what you did out of love for me. But from now on, I'll find my own dates, okay? Okay. And speaking of dates, I'd like to apologize to both of you. Would you two lovely ladies please have dinner with me tonight?
I'd love to, if I could just find a restaurant that serves heels.
We'll find it. Lucille?
Count me in. Two's company, but with three, you get egg rolls.
Let's go, ladies. Good night, boys.
Good night.
Bye.
Well, Arnold, we lucked out. Dad's got two dates. One's black and one's white. Now, that's what I call integration.
Yeah. I wonder if Dad's gonna bus him to dinner.
But the jeans, but they got different strokes.
different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.